Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
How are we, all right?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, good. All good.
Here he is.
You had a trim up, Jim?
Sorry, mate.
Have you had a little trim?
Had a haircut and done my beard, yeah.
I noticed.
I've got to apologise, lads.
What's that? What is that?
Is that kebab?
Naan bread.
Oh, I'm real. What are you calling me? I'm Ruby Murray. Go on. I was just telling about the roast potatoes, Jim, and the curry.
I just made a bowl tea.
Lovely.
Nice. Oh, we didn't notice.
Oh, boom. Fucking hell. Out the traps early, doors.
What's he saying? Are you giving you a bit of shit, Jim?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah?
Well, you know.
Anyone can get it.
Yeah. Looks good, though, to be fair. Wait. Put them down.
Did anyone put any money on Tiger Woods to win the Masters?
No. I did this morning. Got really good odds.
Did you?
Yeah, banging. Honestly, I'll be laughing. My mortgage will be gone.
I think you should cash out.
Unavailable.
Probably should have cashed out. Like we should have cashed out on our four-way, our quad bet.
Yeah. I don't think we'd have ever made money.
Come on, Will. We've got to change the tactic this week, though, haven't we? So I reckon we're going to do well this week. Right. So obviously following on from last week's episode, where we're going to obviously do our own England teams. We've obviously all got our own choice of goalkeeper, and this week is our fullbacks, right back and left back. That's if, I suppose, you boys are playing a right back and left back in your formations. I know I am.
I think I'm going to play.
I'll start with my right back.
Yeah, go on,
man. My right back is Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka?
I don't think...
I knew this was coming. You were going to go with him.
I don't think you can have Trent purely for the fact of, well, let's face it, he's been shit this season to have Liverpool. Wan-Bissaka, I think, is a solid defensive player.
Anyone agree with that?
I agree. I wouldn't have Trent, but I wouldn't go for Wan-Bissaka.
Okay, so who would you boys have at right back?
Kyle Walker.
Oh,
see, I'd have Trent, but
I'd have Reece James.
Yeah, I do like Reece James. Reece James is good, but I'm playing wing backs, and I think I think Trent has been made to look very vulnerable with how Liverpool are playing. I think if you're playing well, I think I'd take him for first option, but I'd definitely consider Reece James because I think he is quality.
Other than Trent, Kyle Walker and Reece James haven't been playing.
Reece James had a few games in there, hasn't he?
Last two City games I've watched, Kyle Walker played.
He didn't play on the weekend.
He didn't watch that one.
He hasn't watched City games for 2 years.
Yeah, 1994 I watched them.
I suppose everyone's entitled to their opinion, but
but there's no wrong answers, is there, unless you're putting someone from fucking League Two in there. But I mean, I suppose we should find out what formation there was, man.
Yeah, I'm playing wing backs, right?
So what formation are you going with in general? Just wing backs?
across the
field, wing backs.
I'm having 8 right backs, 2 left backs, and a goalkeeper.
What's your name, Southgate?
I just think you can cover kind of 3 jobs with 2 players. This is where I'm going to get all mystical. I don't think you need wingers, or you don't need to play the 3. Like the 4-3-3 formation or the 4-5-1 formation with wing backs. Yeah. I don't want to end up in the 4-5-1 situation.
So what formation are you playing?
So obviously, so five at the back, but, well, I suppose it's three with wing backs, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So five when you're defending, three going forward. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd play probably one holding, two more attacking midfielders, and then a striker, I suppose.
You're playing Rob Holding?
So it's no, like not five, Rob. 1. Five, one, two, something.
And then a 10 and a 9. I mean, I don't want to get into the other players, but I think...
Yeah, no, that's next week's, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Trent's delivery... I wouldn't play him in the 4, but I'd play him in the 5. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't go with Reece James, because you're a big fan of Reece James, aren't you?
I am, but Kyle Walker's ridiculous. Electric.
He is good.
He's quick. Yeah. That's kind of why I went for Reece James, just because of his pace, and I just think he's so strong down that right.
I think we should make an 11 of players that have no emotions. So Reece James and Martial, I haven't seen any emotion out of either of them before.
I don't think Martial knows how to smile.
No, he
seems like the most miserable man in the world.
He's got a plastic head. alongside us doing this, I think we should come up with
it's like a Lego.
Yeah, like a rubber 11. So Reece James goes in there, all right? He's in. Rubber 11. Robbie Earl's going to be the manager.
I like him. I'm a big fan of Reece James. I just can't see Southgate playing him. And I know that's not what we're debating. I get that. But I couldn't see him be. That's quite a brave move. And we've all had our say on it before. Mm. He goes shoeing what fits, doesn't he?
Well, he's going to play Trent, isn't he? Let's be honest. Yeah. Maybe we should all just agree on what he's actually going to do as well. So we can have bad players. We can have bad players and then what he's actually going to do. So it'll be in agreement that he's probably going to start Trent.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That...
Definitely.
Who's your left back then, Dan?
Luke Shaw.
Yep, ditto.
He like a secret Man United supporter.
Well, you can't have Ben Chilwell.
He's not playing.
I would have had that James Justin that Jim mentioned a couple of weeks ago, but he's obviously out, isn't he? Done his ACL. So Luke Shaw's been performing well the last couple of months. I'd go with him.
Yeah, my choice is Shaw. But have we just checked Reguilón's passport?
It's full Spanish. Yeah, I was looking at Digna this afternoon.
I think we're going to have to sit down and look at all these players and see if there is some heritage, because we could clean up at the Euros if we look into these players' past.
Oh, I think Reguilón is ridiculous.
Well, put the call in.
Well, I'm going to get out of the way because I went with Chilwell, right? So just bring on the abuse.
Ooh.
But
bad choice.
Just to change the subject slightly. Did you see the kid that scored for Bayern Munich? That had English, Nigerian, German. How can we allow that to happen? He plays at every level for England until we get to the first team. And then he goes and scores as the youngest scorer for Bayern Munich in the league and in the Champions League. That just sums it up for me, doesn't it? Should have sent Stuart Pearce over there, put him in a briefcase and brought him back. I can see the video already.
I'm just gonna note the minute.
So what's up with Chilwell then? Because I thought Chilwell—he
hasn't played, has he?
His Tuchel's come in. I think he's played one or two games.
I get he's not played many games, but Tuchel's just off his nut, isn't he? Because Alonso cannot be better than Chilwell. Surely
he took Hudson-Odoi off, didn't he? After 15 minutes, because he didn't like his attitude.
He doesn't muck about, does he?
Yeah, but to be fair, Hudson-Odoi's had that problem with the last few managers. I had an argument with someone online about that the other day. They're saying that that's not how you treat a player. And I was like, well, it comes to a point where you look at the player. Like, it can't be every time the manager. But Hudson-Odoi's had trouble with two or three managers now where his attitude sucks. So it's starting to look like it's actually Odoi that's the problem and not the manager.
Odoi? Straight in.
Odoi.
Oi, oi, Odoi.
Get out.
Just on left backs, I actually watched Arsenal against City and Tierney was actually the best player I thought for Arsenal. So
there you go.
I'd be right to an extent there. Tierney, he's not world class. I mean, that's ridiculous. You obviously had a few beers when you were saying that.
No, that wasn't the argument, but carry on.
But he's better than I thought he was, Dan, all right?
Touch the nerve.
All right, so who's Southgate going to start then at left back?
I think he will start. Sure.
I'm sure he will.
I think he'll play Carl Walker.
That one's lost on them too, Jim.
Totally lost.
I think he'll start Sean.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think he will.
Is there enough time for anyone else to stake a claim?
I don't know who you'd be looking at.
Yeah.
Joe's been completely overlooked, and I don't think he'll go, and I don't think he should go, but I do think he's been overlooked, and he's a good player. He's Godfrey, that went from Norwich to Everton.
He's going to be my centre back alongside John Stones.
He can play all that corner back as well. I don't believe in utility players at tournaments because I think you should have the best players in their positions. They're good for a season. We've had this probably before, but Godfrey, I think, is a good player. But
he is a good player.
He was going to be my left back until I decided to put him in the centre. But the centre's for next week, isn't it? I don't want to give away all my team.
You just said you ought to.
Plonker.
And help it.
Plonker.
Tease.
Crack on with the back four then.
Are we going to go wild and start talking about centre backs and just go for it and cover off the defence?
Why not?
Off the cuff.
Honestly, sometimes crazy.
You need to calm down.
Well, if we're going for it then, Jim. Well, Dan's already given his ears. So do you want to just reiterate then so Jim can get a second to write his down? So are you having?
I'm having John Stones and Ben Godfrey. My starting centre-backs.
Is Gomez likely to be fit before the tournament or not?
Don't know.
I'm not 100% sure about that. I don't know.
I'd be lying.
Yeah, I like Godfrey, mate. I like it. What are you thinking, Jim? Do you want to come back to you?
I've got two of the three.
Yeah, see, I'm having three.
I'd have Stones and Mings.
Stones and Mings. You're playing three at the back, one or five, whatever, yeah?
Yeah. Bye. It's the third one.
How about Cody?
I love him. And I read the other day about this concert.
Yeah, it is with concert.
What, Villa?
Yeah, Villa centre-half, yeah.
Charlton legend.
he's been playing really well, but I don't think you could have him, Stones and Mings, because no one's going to control him. There's no...
I don't think you can go straight into a tournament without having played more than a handful of games for England either.
No, I agree. But
Maguire?
He's going to play Maguire. He's going to play Maguire.
Yeah.
We all know that.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want him in there.
Tell you, that's been good. Michael King's been quality this year. He was my second pick behind Godfrey.
No, I'm not having that. I don't care how good he's been.
I didn't pick him, mate.
Well,
good. Okay. My three are what I want. I'm going to go with John Stones, Tyrone Mings, and Connor Cody.
Mm, nice.
It's interesting how he said that Stones wasn't the answer, and then we're all the answer to Stones at the moment, isn't it?
But he's been impressive recently.
Come in, Christian. Tell us come out with something strange.
No, unfortunately, I'm going similar to Jim. Although I'm going four at the back, so I'm only having Stones and Mings. I'm not a massive fan of Mings, but it's more so that I don't really want Maguire. I don't think Cody's really up to playing in a back four at the Euros. And I was toying with Kyle Walker, but I really don't want to stick a right back at centre-half again.
Yeah, we've made that mistake, haven't we?
Yeah, as good as he did do at the tournament, he had a few moments, didn't he? So, go with the left footer, Mings.
Nice. Yes. All right, well, I'm going with Maguire Is Stones left or right footed?
Stones right.
And Cody?
Right.
Yeah,
be
all right.
Hey.
You're right or
not? You're all right.
I think I'm going to go with Maguire. Stones. And do you know what? I was thinking about going with Cody, but I think I'm going to go Maguire, Stones and Mings. I do love the leadership of Mings.
Yeah, he's definitely got better as a player. But, yeah.
So then what Southgate's going to do? Is he going to play four? Is he going to play five?
He'll play five, I think.
Yeah, play five. It'll be Mings, Stones and Maguire. Wow.
He'll do whatever to fit Maguire in.
So yeah.
Am I Gareth Southgate?
I think so. Sure. You sounded like him, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if he started with Chilwell, Mings, Stones, Maguire, Trent.
Trippier right back.
Christ, he didn't even get mentioned, did he?
No.
Just let him come on and take a free kick.
Yeah.
Sub him back off when he buries it top in. Yeah, we'll play Kieran.
Yeah. Good waste of a sub.
I think if we're going to get onto midfielders next week, I think that's where it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I've only got two to choose from, so that's fine.
Well, that's the end of the old England team. Thank you for joining.
Wow.
Well, that was nice.
What sort of England team is that?
Are we gonna do holding and attacking midfielders next week? Yeah, and what do we deem to be attacking midfielders versus strikers?
Whatever you decide, it's your formation. If you want to put Harry Kane in centre mid, that counts as a midfielder.
Well, I've gone for that. So I've done my four, and then I'm having my two next week, which I'm not revealing. And then I'm going to do my three attacking players the week after.
So what are you doing? 4-2-3-1?
Yeah, I'm going.
You've only got 10 players, Christian.
Oh, I haven't done the striker. There we go.
So 4-2-3-1.
Yes.
I think we should do all midfielders next week.
So then I'll do my five next week then. And then the last one will be Harry Kane. So
that'd be a long topic, that one.
Can we see if any of our listeners have got an ex-England player that they think might want to come and join us leading up to the Euros to get their perspective on things? So if there's anyone out there who knows an ex-England player, I'm pretty sure that I know someone that knows Paul Ince.
I do.
So maybe we can get Incy to come and have a chat with us.
That'd be tasty.
Yeah, let me look into that. But if there's anyone out there that knows of an England player, ex-England player, I mean, current England player would be great, that wants to come and talk to us, then it'd be good to get their view on it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
I agree.
I've got something to talk about, guys. It has been burning away at me all day. And it's Steve Evans, Jill's manager, has announced today that he's going to be bringing in the team after last night's defeat on their off day to do more training. Now, for me, it annoys me because, one, we're losing players left, right and centre anyway for injury. And then he's bringing them in for more training on top of a game list, though. And two, it just annoys me because I think it's a power grab and anything he does at the moment is pissing me off. So just want to air it, really, to be honest, and get it off my chest.
They're not good enough. By bringing them in, you're not going to improve them. They're not good enough. The only thing he wants to bring in is a striker. That's what he wants to do.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what you achieve by bringing in your players on the
You know
the
why he's doing it?
Punishment.
He's doing it to look proactive because you lost. He wants the fans to think that he's telling them off or whatever. So you will think, oh, like he means business. He wants to actually do well. That's what I think. That's why I think he's doing it.
Didn't work for me.
It's all deluded, though. It's all deluded, right? He's built a squad of nothing. The expectation should be if you stay up, you've done well. That's the way I see it. I see all the fans saying, oh, we should be looking at the playoffs. Well, hang on. If you look at the top 8-9 teams in our league, unless we're completely overachieving, that's just a joke. So,
yeah,
I don't really care, to be honest with you. I find all the supporters that are talking about the fact that they think we should be doing better a joke, and I'm bored of the whole topic. They're not good enough. They probably should be in the bottom 6 or 7. They're overachieving. Who cares if they're coming in again? I don't.
I'm just gonna leave now, I think.
I get your point. I also don't care enough.
You're right.
It's a performance based job, isn't it? If you ain't performing, you're gonna be coming in and doing extra work to try and perform. It's not like what Jim said earlier, it's not a 9-to-5, is it? 38-hour contract.
But they're not good enough, right? So let's just do a little bit of analysis. Right, you bring John Akindi in, who's been playing at Barnet most of his career, or in the lower leagues. You bring in Belladane Oliver, whatever his name is, who hasn't scored more than 10 goals at any season in his career. And you expect them all of a sudden to become goal machines. I mean,
I completely agree that it's not going to enhance the level that they can perform at by bringing him in on an extra day. I don't disagree with that. But if he wants to bring him in for an extra training session the morning after, if it's taking up a couple of hours of them playing on the Xbox or whatever it is they're doing, get on with it. Because they ain't working 12-hour shifts. It ain't a proper job, is it?
Yeah, I suppose it depends what they were doing, Christian. It depends what he got them in to do. If they're working on some tactical stuff, I mean, if he's getting them in to do 50-50s, I agree with you. That probably isn't the right
thing. Yeah, throws the ball up in the air. Like, I want to see how throws the fucking line.
Yeah. If he's doing that, then I can appreciate that's probably not the right thing to do. But if he's getting them in and saying, tactically, you weren't good enough and I want to teach you some stuff, then, yeah, I still don't care.
Well, I'm glad I got it off my chest.
You feel better, Christian?
Yeah, feel better.
I do feel better, yeah. Thanks.
Good. Well, move on. Right, accumulator this week on the charity basis. We've absolutely flopped. charity remains the same. Probably will for a fair while.
If last week's performance is anything to go by.
Yeah, so this week we are all picking a fixture.
Yeah, we've changed it up a bit.
we're not being given fixtures because we can't even get anything right. So we're trying to do the best we can for the love of the people. I think we just need to go around the table. Dan, who's your pick this week?
So I've gone with Forest Green to beat Colchester in League Two. Forest Green are currently losing at the moment to bottom of the League Southend. So that bodes well for the weekend.
3-1.
Do you want to change that?
No, I don't want to change that.
The aim for, we are trying to win. When
Forest Green absolutely rout Colchester and whoever you choose lose.
Dan just wants his steak back.
I was just trying to do a bit for charity, but chin up.
Give him my steak back.
All right, Forest Green for Dan. H, who you got?
Peterborough. Peterborough to beat Wigan. I mean, come on.
Need you say no more.
If Peterborough don't... Here we go. If Peterborough don't beat Wigan, I will do a forfeit of Christian's choice next week.
Oh, come on. Well, I don't know, because I want the charity to win, but... If it's one game that misses out, then I hope it's your side.
Christian, if that happens, I'll speak to you separately.
Yeah, we can talk about fun. We can arrange them.
Last time I did this, I ended up drinking Baileys out of a shoe. But anyway.
I think it'd be worse than that.
It's all for charity, mate.
Cheers, Mike.
Right, Christian.
I have gone for Plymouth v Lincoln, and I'm going for Lincoln to win. Just form Lincoln are in at the moment. Plymouth obviously lost for the first time the other night. I think the bubble's burst, and I'm hoping that Lincoln turn them over.
Okay.
Lincoln played last night.
Oh, God. Dan, sorry, mate.
That's right. I was just trying to think who Lincoln were playing. They played last night, didn't they? I can't remember the result, though. Go on. Sorry. Who's your pick, Jimbo?
Bolton. Bolton's beat Barrow.
Will Barrow.
I might take back about what I said then. About your bet not winning.
Yeah, you don't.
What odds we got, Christian?
So I'm just going to put it in now. Just checking.
I'm going to guess at 14 to 1.
It's not that high, unfortunately.
10.
12.
It's 8.74 to 1.
Well, that might be it's more realistic, to be honest with
you. Yeah, so it's going to return £97.45.
So, Dan gets his stake back.
We're
panicking.
Yeah, once we take the stakes out for last week as well, probably only down to about 20 quid.
Okay.
Cool.
Good job.
Fingers crossed.
Right, this week it's the game. It's the 10 clues. I'll give you 10 clues. You'll get a guess after each clue. Standard game. It's my turn. Track record ain't great with all these things and all these clues, but I promise you that he doesn't play for the Ivory Coast. You can have that for free. that caused me a little bit of aggro last time.
Just a tad. Do you want to tell the listeners when you wrote these clues, Jim?
About 20 minutes into this podcast.
What is this? This is a new thing for Christian. Works for a bus company, wants to throw everyone under the bus.
He had a title change, didn't he? He's got executive in his title now, so he's turned into a right square.
Got a rod right up my arse now.
Well, you had a couple of Bacardi breezes before you come on tonight.
Reef. No. You had a reef.
Don't start with reefs, Jim. They give me real heartburn, mate.
Yeah, they are bad. Worse than Umbonga.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah, we ready?
Ready.
Why not?
First clue. I made my debut in 1985.
Fucking hell.
Debut 1985.
Yep. Christ. Jump. Mm-hmm. I got a guess. Are we going individually, yeah?
You don't have to guess.
I haven't got a guess.
No, go for it.
I am currently the owner of Ferizaj FC in Kosovo.
Oh, yeah? When did you tell me?
Monday. I won it in a competition on the back of a Snickers.
I'm trying to write that club down. I've got no idea how to spell it.
Are we all against each other this week?
Yeah, why not?
Can't wait to help you out then.
Any guesses?
Karol Poporski.
No guesses from me.
No, nothing from
me. Next one. I played for 9 different clubs during my career.
Christ. Is it Shamak? Okay.
Nothing.
Next one. I retired in 2006.
15 years ago.
I just realised I've done my guess Shamak on the basis that his debut was his birthday. What's
it?
Last one. I want to go over Ian Wright.
Nope.
You're doing it based on what I'm doing. He must be around 55 years old.
That's what I've got now, rather than 36.
Next one.
Yep.
I scored 194 career goals.
Oh.
Is it who was the guy that played at Leicester? I'm just starting making this into a team game. The striker who played at Leicester. It's on Sky Sports quite a lot. West Ham, Leicester.
Tony Cotty.
Yeah, it's not Tony Cotty, is it, Jim?
194
okay.
goals.
That's a lot of goals.
Yes, a lot of goals.
Next one.
Yeah.
How many have we had?
Five, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, 5, yeah. Next one, I managed Sarpsborg between 2012 and 2014 after retiring. The club's actual name, Sarpsborg 08.
It's not Patrick Berger.
Good guess, though. Brian Laudrup.
I ain't got a clue. I've got nothing.
Next one.
Yeah.
94 goals, lads.
I played for England 3 times in the 91-92 season.
Played in England or for England?
I played for England. I got 3 international caps.
Darius Vassell.
Okay. Andy Cole.
Teddy Sheringham.
Oh, that's a good guess.
They played 3 times.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking fucking Andy Cole. Three times. Jesus Christ.
No, in that... Oh, yeah, so you said overall, didn't he, in the end? Yeah, cool.
Next one.
Yeah.
I left Leeds for Sheffield United in 1993 for £2.9 million.
Leeds for Sheffield United?
It's not Leticia, is it? Is that?
Play for Southampton, didn't he?
Leeds for Sheffield. In what year, Jim?
1993.
Is it Brian Dean? Oh, boom! Get up there!
Correct.
Come on!
I can't believe well, Brian Dean scored that many goals.
Well done, Dan.
He scored the first Premier League goal, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was the next goal.
We went through that, yeah. Didn't we? As soon as you'd have given me that one, I'd have been away.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well done, Dan.
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
Well, it's due, it's due.
Fucking good. Odd player to pick, but good set of clues. Give you that.
I've just sent you the image of his career.
Especially as you researched it a week. You did very well.
Wow.
What was he doing at Perth Glory Hole? Perth Glory, 2005.
Perth Glory Hole.
he was a bit of a journeyman, wasn't he, really?
Yeah. I didn't realise he went to Benfica as well. That was a bit of a flop by the looks of it.
Cheeky. Very good, Jim.